Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, It's Your Time to Grow and Expand.
Speak the word.
Saints, we have to trust the Lord that when God forgives you, He forgave you and He doesn't remember it anymore. According to Romans chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 in the New Living Bible, it says, Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. And verse 8 says, Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's say, for instance, that you have been to God maybe 100 times or more about the same thing, asking Him for forgiveness over and over and over again when He's already forgiven you the first time that you ask Him. Well, every time you go, don't you forget this, every time you go back and ask Him again, He don't know what you're talking about. Because, you know, He's already told you that He has forgotten it. He does not know what you're talking about. He has forgotten it, brothers and sisters. So let's say you've been in 100 times or more about the same thing. Well, every time you go, it's the first time God hears. Remember, He's forgotten your transgressions. It may be 100 times for you, but it's the first time for God. And I thank God for this, for it frees us up, it frees you up, and it frees me up to receive from Him the things that He wants us to have. I thank God that He knows our end from the beginning, saints. Thank God that He has a good plan. He has good plans for you, and He's got good plans for me, plans to do you good and to give you hope for a good end. Praise God. And you find that in Jeremiah 29:11. And this is what God told Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 5 in the Message translation. He told Jeremiah, He said, Before I shaped you in the womb, He said, I knew all about you. Before you even saw the light of day, God told him that I had plans for you, a prophet to the nations. That's what I had in mind for you. You know, saints, in Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified Bible, it says, For we are God's own handiwork. He tells us that we are His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them. He doesn't want us to live on barely get along street. He wants us to live the good life. And He chose you and He chose me before the creation of the world to do this. But like Jabez, we can cry out to the Lord too. He's still the same God today as He was when He granted Jabez his request. Like I said before, He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And in Malachi 6, He says, I'm the God and I change not. So He hasn't changed. Friends, God always, He's always wanting to bless you and give you, He always wants to give you your request. You know, as a matter of fact, He tells you in Philippians 4:6, He said, not to fret nor be anxious for anything. but through prayer and supplication, continue to make your request known to God, you know, and He will answer you. So you don't need to be fretting and worrying about anything. Just continue to make your request known to Him. And that's what Jabez did. You know, he was more or less known as a born loser. But because of his relationship with God, when Jabez made his request about enlarging his borders and his territory, God answered his prayer. And God will answer your prayer too, because He's not a respecter of persons. We've talked about this before. He wants to expand your territories and increase you in every area of your life. But you're going to have to trust the Lord to do it. Most of the time, the things you are believing the Lord for seems like such an impossibility. I know that. I know that for myself. I know that sometimes it seems so far out of reach. I know that too. But it's not out of reach, saints. It really is not. You know, I can remember back in 2005 through 2009, or maybe even earlier than that, for that's when I began to write down the things that the Lord would place in my spirit. Before that, they were just thoughts, brothers and sisters. They were dreams. They were wishes. They were hopes in my head because I was not putting them on paper, so they were just in my head. That's where some of your dreams, that's where some of your hopes and your wishes are now. They're in your head. For most of you, you know, they're just wishes. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. But wishing is not going to get you anywhere. Believe me, it's not. It's no more different than sitting in, as I've heard somebody say, it's like sitting in a rocking chair and just rocking. And we can do that if you've ever been to the Cracker Barrel in the summer, especially. I like to sit in a rocking chair and just sit and rock. But we can sit there and rock all we want to, but we're not going to get anywhere. And that's what he's saying. He says, you know, until you put it on paper, till you write it down, it just is something in your head. It's a dream and a hope that's in your head. But God wants to turn your dreams and your hopes into a reality. You know, I was not writing down the scriptures that the Lord would give me to stand on. However, once He impressed upon me to write them down, I began keeping a record of these things. And I would confess them over and over again. I kept calling them until they were a reality. And you might say I was like Abraham. I kind of think a little bit I was like Abraham. According to Romans 4, verse 17 in the Easy Read Bible, it says, I have made you a father of many nations. This is true before God, the one Abraham believed, the God who gives life to the dead and speaks of things that don't exist yet as if they were real. I want you to think about that. It says in verse 18, there was no hope that Abraham would have children. But Abraham believed God and continued to hope, and that is why he became the father of many nations. As God told him, He said, you will have many descendants. According to Scripture, you know, we know that according to Scripture, Abraham was 100 years old, and he was well past the age of having children, and his wife Sarah, her womb was dead too, and she was not able to have children either. And it says that Abraham was fully, even given all of this. Now, we were talking about earlier in the message, we were talking about focusing on the natural. Well, if Abraham and Sarah had focused on the natural, they would not have conceived. But they didn't. They focused on what God's Word said. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you. You must focus on the Word of God and not what your neighbors say or your family says or what you hear on TV or whatever. You must focus on what God says. And it says, according to Scriptures, Abraham was 100 years old and he was well past the age of having children. And his wife Sarah could not have children either. But it also says, and he says, Abraham was fully aware of this, but his faith in God never became weak. Abraham was well aware of the fact that he was 100 years old. I mean, it didn't come as a shock to him. And he was well aware of the fact that Sarah's womb, she was well past childbearing. Her womb was dead. But it didn't matter to him. It says he was fully aware of this, but his faith in God never became weak. In verse 21, Abraham felt sure that God was able to do what he had promised. And we must get to that point, too, where we are convinced and fully persuaded that God is able to keep His promise to you. We have to, friends. We have to be fully persuaded that when we pray, when we go into prayer, don't just go and make some prayer. Prepare yourself before you're going to make a petition to the Lord. Don't just go in there and start rattling off. Sit down. You know, meditate on on His words for a while and think about what you want to ask Him, because you really want to ask Him in faith. You just don't want to just ask Him You know, you want to enter into His presence with thanksgiving and praise, and you want to enter in there with faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And without faith, you aren't going to get your prayers answered. So it has to be done in faith, and I hope you're hearing me.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners. You are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission at Speak the Word. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.